Since the Industrial Revolution, anthropogenic greenhouse gases have been rising sharply. The resulting rapid climate change threatens all of us. If we could stop a certain small fraction of sunlight, 0.25%, from heating and heating Earth, we would buy ourselves time to adapt. Lagrangian points, discovered by the 18th century French astronomer Joseph Lagrange, a position between two bodies where an object will stay put without fuel. Large photovoltaic mirrors, thousands of hectares each, could be fabricated in space at the Earth-Moon L5 point and moved to their station around the Sun-Earth L1 point. Each mirror will be made of off-world materials and launched into position by lasers on the Moon's equator. Because they utilize sunlight for fuel, which is practically infinite, solar cells with robotic controls can maintain an arbitrary position indefinitely. Some of the captured sunlight can be converted to electricity and beamed to Earth via masers, microwave laser. Spaceship Earth, cradle of humankind, our only home so far. 400,000 square kilometers of such cells could intercept enough sunlight to offset global warming and provide enough power for the entire planetary economy by 2050, displacing terrestrial carbon burners. Ample cheap electricity is highly correlated with standard of living and social stability. Such a process would be scalable, uncoupled, incremental, non-intrusive, and above all, reversible. It will require the largest construction project in the history of the human race, but one day the solar constant may become a solar variable. Because most energy in the solar system ultimately derives from our sun, a growing technical civilization must eventually capture this radiant energy with photovoltaics in space. In the 1960s, the physicist Freeman Dyson proposed that an advanced civilization might surround its star with a shell of energy collectors, utilizing all the available mass in their system, thus causing the star to disappear from visual telescopes. All that remains is an enormous ball, the diameter of a planet's orbit, glowing in dull infrared as waste heat radiates away. This is a Dyson sphere. Our solar shields would be far smaller than this, so we call them Dyson dots.